Mr. President, I rise today with an amendment to AB 11 in hand. I want to begin, Mr. President, by applauding Governor Walker for his bold leadership in addressing what is a very real fiscal crisis in this state. I'd like to thank the Senator from the 13th, our Majority Leader, for his outstanding work and his efforts in these trying and unprecedented times. Having been a leader, I understand just how much stress is put on you when you have to listen to everyone and pull people together for a united position, and you probably have to sacrifice most of anyone in the caucus because it is simply impossible without doing that to show your leadership to your colleagues, because nobody is happy, it seems, having to make a vote that isn't entirely of their own for the good of moving the state along. I have looked at my colleagues, Mr. President, for the last few weeks, and I have seen some incredibly personal moments. Sometimes when people felt out of the deepest conviction of their heart they had to move this state forward, whether they agreed with me or they didn't. All of us have felt a lot of emotions with the things that have gone on, from protests at our homes, businesses, the words that have been spoken to us, the words of encouragement that have come to us have meant a lot to us as well. I trust you do the right thing. The words that I cherish most from my constituents. And it is also to my constituents who have come out in meetings across the district to express their feelings that I want to say thank you. There have been peaceful protests in my district, and for the most part, I think, thank God that we are able to say that for the most part here in Madison, the large crowds have been wonderfully respectful of this historic building and to all of us. I think it's important in a democracy that people's voices be heard on all sides. And Mr. President, my feelings on my amendment, my compromise, are well known. So I'm not going to take the body's time today going through those and weighing and comparing to anyone else. I've tried to craft a compromise that could receive bipartisan support, Mr. President. But Mr. President, with the minority parties refusing to participate, bipartisanship is simply unattainable. And it puts me and my constituents and every other independent-minded person in this state at risk. After 28 years of serving in the legislature, I kind of thought I'd seen it all. I've seen people in tough situations, and many of my colleagues have laughed, and we've cried together. And we've also experienced a good deal of jubilation, the kind of jubilation that makes you feel proud to be a member of this wonderful body. I am deeply disappointed in my colleagues from the minority party, for without their participation, a bipartisan compromise is simply impossible. In the 17th Senate District, I am fond of telling my caucus that most people are neither Republicans or Democrats, they're independents. That's just the tradition in southwestern Wisconsin. It's for them that I crafted this compromise, this amendment. Where I come from, compromise is not a dirty word. It's something we do every day to survive. And to my colleagues, I want you to know, we may disagree on my amendment, but I respect your views and honor your service. And tomorrow, next week, and next month, we will continue on doing the people's business in a respectful way. That's the way it works in a democracy. As Wisconsin Badgers coach Bo Ryan is fond of saying, I might have been born on a weekend, but it wasn't last weekend. I know full well without the cooperation of the minority party, my amendment wouldn't have a chance here today for adoption. I also know we have a budget bill coming to us next week, and I earnestly want to be a part of that debate and have the ability to help craft that document in a way that benefits the people of my state. And I simply can't do that without bipartisanship. The only number today that I have to count is 14, because without at least 14 people to have a shot at things, makes it difficult at bipartisanship. It's not that I have any huge differences with a member of my caucus, but I have been here before and been here long enough to know that I need to be able to talk to everyone and work with everyone to fully represent my colleagues. So it is with a great deal of disappointment that I am not going to put this amendment in today, put this body through a prolonged debate, and to harden positions any further than they already are in this body or in this state. Because, Mr. President, without the minority party here today, I simply am unable to function in a way that is meaningful for the people of my district. And they sent me here, they told me in the last election, to come to Madison, put aside partisan differences, and work together to solve real problems in this state, and first and foremost, the state's fiscal problems. They are real. This is not a heroic epic. It is not romantic. There are no heroes. There are no villains. There are only potential victims in this state. Mr. President, I thank you for this time, and I earnestly hope and pray that God will help us find a way in the coming days and months ahead. Thank you.